AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Big losses in global stock markets today, driven by fears about a slowing U.S. economy. Japan's Nikkei suffered its worst crash since 1987, plunging 12.4% on the day. Losses weren't that drastic on Wall Street, but heavy nonetheless. The Dow lost more than 1,000 points, or 2.6%. The S&P shed a full 3%, and the NASDAQ 3.4%. But the AP's Seth Sutow offers this perspective.
A lot of the market is up quite substantially so far this year, so it's not as bad as it could have been.
For the year, the Dow remains up more than 1,000 points, while the S&P is up 8.7% and the NASDAQ 7.9%. And Sutow suggests,
what goes on in the markets day to day is important and interesting, but it should not really affect anyone's long-term plan for their own finances.
Google's lost a massive antitrust case, Norman Hall explains.
A federal judge in Washington ruled that Google's search engine has been illegally exploiting its dominance to squash competition and stifle innovation. The seismic decision could shake up the internet and hobble one of the world's best-known companies. Google and its parent, Alphabet Inc., argued that its popularity stems from consumers' overwhelming preference for the search engine, which currently processes an estimated 8.5 billion queries per day worldwide. Google almost certainly will appeal the decision. The case may eventually land in the U.S. Supreme Court. Norman Hall, Washington.
At least five deaths are being blamed on Tropical Storm Debby. It's brought torrential rain, high winds, and flooding to Florida and is moving into Georgia and the Carolinas. Tybee Island resident Angela Thompson.
I'm being told that it's, at this point, it's safe to stay. If I hear news otherwise, I'll jump in my car and giddy up.
Still waiting for the final tally, Democratic delegates expected to make Vice President Kamala Harris the party's standard bearer for the 2024 presidential election. And no word yet on her choice of running mate. This is AP News. French authorities have been using anti-terror laws during the Paris Olympics. Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Minorities are often among those forbidden from leaving their neighborhoods and required to report daily to police. Some lawyers are alarmed by the sweeping use of what has been described as a terribly dangerous tool. Lawyer Louise Conto-Giannis says the Interior Ministry can place someone under house arrest, and we realize after that person has received the order that in fact their situation doesn't meet the conditions listed in the decree. Those affected include Amin, a bank apprentice, now forbidden from leaving his suburb south of Paris, except to report, he says, at 6:30 p.m. daily to a local police station. The French-born 21-year-old has no criminal record and has not been charged with any crime, he and his lawyer say. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.